What a glorious and magnificent night when we celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Who would think it? Who would say it? Even though he had given life to some people who were dead, including his good friend St. Lazarus, nobody had ever risen from the dead of his own will. And of course he had said, I will lay down my life and I will take it up again. And so it is. He has done it. And of course we pray to him to help us to continue to serve him, to worship him properly. So today, or this night, this glorious night. Now, of course, as long as this liturgy is of itself, if we were Catholics in the first few hundred years of the Church's history, we would be worshiping until daylight. You know, that's where the Protestants, whoever, get the, whatever, that morning daylight thing that they do. They got it from, everything good that they have, they got it from us. Otherwise, forget it. And so, Catholics, of course, were a lot better, a lot stronger. Nowadays, we're really a bunch of wusses, you know. And even though I try and try and try, and believe you me, I am, if you felt like I felt tonight, you would not even imagine that I'm not trying. You know, death would be very welcome at this point. But it isn't. It's not God's will. And so here we are. We are tired. We are in pain. We suffer. And of course, this is the first year that I was not able to sing the Exalted properly, with this voice that's left, but it's coming back. I was surprised I could sing as much as I did. It's a miracle of God, I assure you. A few days ago, I could barely whisper. I couldn't answer the phone. And so keep praying, please. And of course, I've told a lot of people, tomorrow I have a big announcement to make. And everybody's just on pins and needles to see what it is. Well, it's not tomorrow yet, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. And so, tonight, we celebrate these wonderful mysteries. And we go through the history in the Old Testament of mankind, of the church. Because what we have gone through is the history of the church in the Old Testament. Some people do not realize it. Yes, of course, it has changed. Our Lord has given us much more. And he has given us the creed and the doctrines which he has taught us, which we believe, which we renewed this evening at the renewal of faith, of promises to Christ. But it is the one faith from Genesis all the way to the Apocalypse. And so we glory in the gift of God, of the faith that he has given to us. We glory in that life that he gives to us through the sacraments. And we have blessed the baptismal water and the lustral water, which of course later on you're welcome to take some home with you. And remember, it is blessed, it's holy. It has the oil of the catechumens and the oil of the sacred chrism imbued in it. It is very, very holy. And when you use it, many blessings will be granted to you and to your family and your possessions and your children too, because they are your possessions. But anyway, that's all right. So, and we love them the best. The children. How much we love the children and the babies. And I guess they're all sleeping now. Otherwise, they would be carrying out like they usually do on Sunday morning. And it's hard to keep up with them, but they are a great blessing. That is the future. And this is the future. The tradition of the church is not only the past, but it is the present and it is the future. So we rejoice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He laid down his life, as we saw yesterday, and he has taken it up again. And of course, I could go on and on forever, but then I would have no voice left for the rest of the Mass or for tomorrow. And we need to have our voice. But in the meantime, we give thanks to God for these wonderful gifts. And of course, one of the things which they don't get to do, and I do, is that you get to see 10% of my wardrobe. Change to wreath, change from this and to that and to this. I can see why they think it's ludicrous, but I think it's wonderful that for different things we wear different clothing. The vestments are sacred clothing. And so too, we have these beautiful and wonderful vestments that we wear in honor of God, of his holy sacrifice, and to also imbue you with inspiration and with faith. And by the way, that is an aside for your Catholic trivia. The vestments that I'm wearing are from 1910. They were made by nuns that came from Mexico fleeing the Masonic revolutions and the communists, and they went to Mobile to the Visitation Monastery. And there, since they could not speak English, they began to work and make beautiful vestments. And these are one of those vestments. Of course, it's been restored, and I had it restored in Turin, Italy, by the wonderful sisters of St. Joseph Cottolengo, who take care of these things. And so, tonight I wear them because they're so beautiful, and they're full of Easter lilies. They're Easter vestments, wonderful things. That which we do in the Holy Catholic Church gives glory and honor to God and gives honor to us. To him and the Father and the Holy Spirit be praise and glory and honor forever and ever. And as we continue these mysteries, I wish to you, in every language possible, Happy Easter. Feliz Pascua de Resurrección. Buona Pascua. Boa Pascua do Resurrección. Bon Pac. Freilich Estern. And of course all the others. Bis luego, Alleluia. And finally, the language of God. Jesus Christus resurrexit, sicut dixit. Alleluia, alleluia. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.